Lexington, Virginia is a charming southern college town. People are friendly. The architecture looks more or less as it did in the 1860s. It's known as the Crypt of the Civil War because Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson are both buried here, each closely linked to the two universities, Washington and Lee and Virginia Military Institute. It's one of the few towns in the country where the Civil War still, in 2017, feels very much alive.
It's everywhere.
Meredith Benincasa is a Lexington native. She owns a popular cafe on Main Street. Her father taught history at VMI. She wrote her college senior thesis on Lexington's role in the Civil War.
I grew up on post at VMI. There is a large statue of Stonewall Jackson practically in my front yard. Almost every wedding I went to or have been in has been at Lee Chapel or Jackson Hall. I was born at Stonewall Jackson Hospital. So it is just everywhere because it's so pervasive and you're born with it. You don't give it a whole lot of thought.
It was only when she went away to college and came back that she began to see Lexington through the eyes of outsiders.
You know, I've had students, some, you know, minority students actually also come in and, you know, the feeling is they don't actually know if Washington Lee or VMI is a good fit. And you always know what they're getting at, you know.
It's for this reason Benincasa thinks it's time for all Confederate symbols in her hometown, including street names, to go.
The focus of Lexington has been the academic institutions, the artist community, the parkway, the outdoors, the better restaurant, downtown scene, shops. That's where Lexington is today. That's Lexington's present.
But it's an issue the city grapples with, acknowledging its Confederate past while distancing itself from the Confederacy's stance on slavery. It's a difficult thread to needle, particularly in a climate of reawakened white nationalism. Brennan Gilmore is another Lexington native who now lives in Charlottesville. He recorded the video that went viral of a car plowing into the crowd of counter-protesters following the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last month.
They seek attention, they seek controversy so that they can grow their numbers. And I think Lexington is, you know, it's unfortunately a likely target because of its significance in the Civil War and the significance of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson being there. Of course, we've dealt with this, you know, thankfully in a nonviolent way, but it's certainly in a very controversial way.
He's referring to Lexington City Council's decision to ban Confederate flags from its street poles in 2011. The move, however well-intentioned, culminated in a tense parade pitting Confederate heritage groups against anti-racism activists during the State Lee Jackson holiday last January, 2 days prior to Martin Luther King's birthday. The event was peaceful, but the town does not want to repeat in light of what happened in Charlottesville. There have been other efforts to downplay the town's ties to the Confederacy. As of last spring, campus tours for prospective students at Washington and Lee no longer include a 10-minute seated discussion inside Lee Chapel. R.E. Lee Church, which has long debated a name change, issued a statement stating they don't honor Lee the Confederate, but Lee the Christian. Right after Charlottesville, Lexington's city manager reportedly had the chief of police ask the visitor center to remove any overt Confederate content from its website. This is significant because Civil War history accounts for a decent percentage of the tourism to Lexington. Of the roughly 16,000 people who reported the reason for their visit to the Lexington Visitor Center last year, history was the top reason people gave for coming. This, despite the fact the city doesn't own or maintain any Confederate monuments. Lexington Mayor Frank Friedman.
All significant monuments or other pieces are owned privately by Washington Lee or VMI are in the cemetery and still pretty bad form to mess with headstones and family markers. When I realized that, I thought, well, I don't know any reason anybody would really come to Lexington other than the great restaurants and the kind, loving people. The folks in Charlottesville, they were looking for a fight.
He doesn't think the general's influence should be diminished from Lexington.
People are making very hasty decisions to perhaps whitewash history or eliminate the associations, and I'm not sure that it's thought through, and I'm not sure the value of it. I don't think that changing the name takes the hate out of someone's heart.
If anything, he says, it serves as provocation. I'm Jesse Nadler.